I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. Today's topic is spike proteins, and this has been a pretty hot topic out there. We've talked about it on some of my subscribe star chats and also on Telegram. So I want to have a look at this, and here's a question I have. Lynn, can you look at spike proteins? What are your thoughts as these are these a threat? And is the bug or variant being transmitted from those with a shot to those that have elected not to take it? And when I focus on this, I do get that there is a real threat out there when the beer bug shot was created and there was an intent for a stealthy transmission for part of their plan. I mean, what better way to get this to spread than to inject it and create situations where people are contracting it or a variation of it? The beer bug shots that are more of a gene therapy, and we know what companies those are really the ones to watch. The ones that work as a true shot to create a natural antibodies look to be frowned upon by the powers that were. And I see the gene therapy approach being pushed really hard. So you're going to see out there that anything that works more like a natural response, they don't want that. They want your genes to be mutated and they want to create a gene therapy that is necessary. They want to alter your DNA. And then I'm going to create a method of bug transfer and mutation. And that is found in those types from those manufacturers. So how does this happen? I see that after a person has a gene therapy and they exhibit an immune response, they're contagious. The immune response shows that the bug is active. So if you're responding in any way after you have the shot, the bug is active. And it may be in pure form or mutated to a variant form as a person's immune system tries to fight it off. So it might morph and change a little, but nonetheless, it's still there. This is a time when a person is most likely to shed it and give it to somebody else. I get that mucus is the method of transmission. What looks to happen is the mucus contains spike proteins, and if taken in by someone, if their own immune system is not fighting it off, it doesn't kick in and doesn't kill it off right away, the person that's bringing it into their body is going to exhibit a variant of the beer bug. What's also tricky is I get that in the future, when they are sick, this person that's had the shot and their immune system kicks in again to react to whatever sickness they have, and it might be a cold, a sinus infection, some kind of allergy thing, flu, who knows what, it's going to re-energize and awaken the proteins because any activity within the immune system causes a spike protein. So basically, if someone gets a shot and they feel ill in any way, they're contagious. They've got it in their body, and as soon as that immune system wakes up and it starts working, that means, hey, they're going to wake that thing up too. Keep away from methods of transmission like the coughing and the sneezing and all that. That looks like the best defense, truly, because mucus looks to be the key factor. And I know I keep saying that over and over again, but that's what comes through to me. It is near impossible to know if everyone in your environment is at great health, so remember to wash your hands before eating and avoid touching your face. Basically, don't be scared, but be diligent. Like, you know there's a flu out there and you don't want to catch it. So what would you do in your common sense approach to not catch it? You'd stay out of people's faces that you don't know. You would wash your hands and you would just be a little cautious. You don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to walk around in fear of something getting you at every angle. Just use a common sense approach. Bump up your hygiene so it becomes a habit, especially if you're out in public. That's really the best defense out there. And that's really all I have for this reading. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to like my video, share my channel, subscribe, all that great stuff. It helps me out a lot, and I really appreciate it. Again, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. Thank you. Bye.